This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Donna Kay, best-selling author of Thriving with ADHD, a guide to naturally reducing ADHD symptoms in your child. It's an international bestseller in 5 countries across multiple categories. And Donna, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
And with pleasure to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us here today. So, Donna, for starters, how is your book different from other books about ADHD?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for asking. Look, years ago, I wanted a book on ADHD that would clearly spell out exactly what I needed to do to support my son with ADHD naturally, but I could never find it. And I was constantly Googling for something, you know, anything that might actually help us get rid of his ADHD symptoms because they were so challenging for our family. And there was just no book out there that gave me the information I needed in a way that I could actually understand and implement it effectively. There was a novelist, Toni Morrison. He once said that if you find a book you really want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. And so that's what I did. And as he said, it's an international bestseller, and I can hardly believe it. It's my life's work, and it's the guide that I needed when I started this journey with my son, but just couldn't find. It's different from other books out there because I'm not only a board-certified holistic health practitioner, but I'm also a mum who gets it because I have gone through all of the challenges that most of the families out there are going through right now that are suffering with their children having ADHD.
Well, we are thankful that you took the time to write this book and to introduce it to our audience, and looking forward to hearing more details. Now, you advocate for a food-first approach to support children with ADHD. Tell us about that. I think that would be some good information as well.
Yeah, look, when children are diagnosed with ADHD, the first course of treatment that most doctors suggest is medication. And many of them don't even tell parents that altering the diet and making some natural lifestyle changes can significantly reduce ADHD symptoms. And that's exactly what happened with my son. When he was diagnosed, a doctor didn't mention any other course of treatment. The only one he told us about was medication. Now, unfortunately for us, the medication did more harm than good. And with each new medication our doctor suggested, my son had a new side effect that came with it. You know, and then there was another medication to counteract that side effect. And by the time the doctor was suggesting a fourth medication for my young son, who was only 5 at the time, I knew that there had to be a better way. Something had to give. And that's when I started learning about the effects of food on the body and the gut health on the brain and on ADHD symptoms, and how when we change the diet and we heal the gut, ADHD symptoms are reduced or sometimes even removed completely. Now, for my son, medication didn't help him. Food did. And that's why I recommend a food first approach to all of the families that I work with. Now, I'm not against medication, but it shouldn't be the first course of action, not when food can sometimes be even more effective with absolutely no side effects to worry about. You know, so if parents really want to reduce ADHD symptoms in their children, they need to do something much more than just give them a pill or a supplement. You know, supplements can be really effective, so can medication. But if children continue to eat processed inflammatory foods like gluten, dairy, and soy and some others, those ADHD symptoms are not going to go away because the foods that they eat are exacerbating the symptoms. So food first means that rather than trying to find a magical pill that's going to fix a child, we clean up their diet instead. And in doing this, we reduce inflammation and then the symptoms start to reduce because we're getting to the bottom of what's causing these symptoms in the first place. You know, I often like to think of it like this, Eric. You know, when you're building a house, a solid foundation isn't optional. It's a necessity, you know. So if you don't have a solid foundation, that house isn't going to be very strong. And it's the same way with us. Diet is our foundation. And if our diet is poor, we can never function at our best. And that's true for you and me and all the listeners out there, but it is so true for our children as well.
No matter who's listening today, that is a wake-up call for sure. Food-first approach in anything. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Now, what are the worst foods for children with ADHD, and why are they the worst?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, gluten, dairy and soy, they are the top three foods that I recommend all families remove. And that's because these three foods are the top three culprits that are driving inflammation in the body. These highly inflammatory substances, they can lead to an immune response and lead to something called leaky gut. I also recommend families of children with ADHD avoid artificial flavors and artificial colors and preservatives. You know, you've got a hyperactive kid. You don't want to be loading them with lots of sugar because that's going to make them more hyperactive. Now, kids with ADHD are more likely to have a compromised immune system and a compromised gut. So these effects of these substances tend to have a great effect on the whole body. And so it's really about reducing that inflammation in the body. And there's a lot of things that contribute to it. One of those is obviously diet and all the things that I mentioned, but also there's other ones out there like, you know, toxic exposure, heavy metals, environmental toxins, and also excess medication can create inflammation in the body.
Great information shared so far. We really appreciate it. Today we're speaking with Donna Kay, best-selling author of Thriving with ADHD, A Guide to Naturally Reducing ADHD Symptoms in Your Child. It's an international bestseller in 5 countries across multiple categories. Here on eHealth Radio's ADHD information and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, another question for you, Donna. What is the gut-brain connection and its impact on ADHD? Get into that.
Yeah, look, to be honest, not many people have heard of the gut-brain connection. And what that means is that in essence, our brains are deeply connected to our guts. And if our guts aren't functioning well, our brains won't be able to function well either. Now, the brain has many areas involved in gut function, chief of which is the frontal lobe, which is the area in the brain that talks to the gut via two-way chemical messengers and nerve branches. But the frontal lobe is involved in things like attention, and focus and executive functioning, planning, organizing, problem solving. And children with ADHD and obviously adults with ADHD often struggle with all of these tasks. But because the frontal lobe is in the brain, many people are under the impression that the brain is what needs care, when in reality, it's also the gut that's causing the problem. Now, the biggest kicker for me, because this was, you know, really prominent with my son, 95% of the body's serotonin and 50% of the body's dopamine is produced in the gut. And these are our neurotransmitters or our hormones that help us manage our emotions, balance mood, help our cognitive function, and emotional dysregulation is a common symptom of ADHD. Parents actually don't realize that this emotional dysregulation actually starts in the gut where serotonin and dopamine are made. So by working to improve gut health, many parents of children with ADHD find that the emotional dysregulation problems solve themselves. And sometimes it can be in as quick as like 2 to 3 weeks. For others, it can take longer. It really depends on what's going on in that particular body. But I like to think of the gut-brain connection like this. Have you ever sort of felt those butterflies in your stomach because you were nervous about something? You know, like, you know, going on a first date or going and doing a test at school, those sort of things. That's the perfect example of the gut-brain connection. Our bodies perceive whatever we're nervous about as a stressful situation, and then our brains trigger raw emotions in our gut and they result in nausea and the feelings of butterflies in the stomach. So that's the brain talking to the gut. But the reverse is also true. Our guts talk to our brains as well. And when the digestive system, specifically the intestinal tract, has a higher level of bad gut bacteria than good, that's called gut dysbiosis. And this gut dysbiosis creates inflammation, and that inflammation travels through the vagus nerve to the brain. And once this reaches the brain, it creates symptoms like brain fog, and you know, which is inability to focus, which is a common symptom of ADHD, confusion, poor memory, dizziness, and a whole host of neurobehavioral disorders like ADHD, and you know, even anxiety and depression. And it's kind of like a highway. The gut and brain are constantly sending messages back and forth. And when medication is prescribed for ADHD, it's often to treat the symptoms in the brain alone. But the medication does absolutely nothing about what might ever be going on in the gut.
Yeah, I really do appreciate the thorough coverage on the gut-brain connection and its impact on ADHD. Most helpful. Now, also, what are some other natural strategies that can help? I'm sure listeners would appreciate some input on that as well.
Yeah, look, there are a lot out there, but, you know, diet, as I mentioned, has to be the foundation of everything. If you're still pounding the body with inflammatory foods, then you are never going to be able to use, you know, the other techniques. Next is employing functional lab testing. Now, functional lab testing is used to identify and remove underlying, you know, things going on in the body or body system malfunctions like detoxification and things like that. And it identifies hidden stressors, like something going on in the gut that's contributing to problems in the brain, or vitamin and mineral deficiencies in the body, detoxification pathway problems. You know, there may be like yeast or mold overgrowth, which is really interesting. It's quite common. These malfunctions contribute to our children's overall symptoms. Another one is parent therapy. I love this saying, you know, your child is not giving you a hard time, they're having a hard time. You know, make sure you are trying to interact with your child in a positive way that can help them build the essential skills that will be useful in managing their disorder throughout life. Now, when the parent and child are in constant conflict, it can be extremely detrimental to the child's growth and family relationship. So parent therapy and coaching has really shown to really improve the child-parent bond and benefit self-worth for the child. It teaches the parents important communication techniques to reduce conflict and gain their child's empathy and respect. Another natural remedy, which is like probably surpasses anything, is ditch those screens, which we know is a huge thing in our children's lives right now, in exchange for exercise. You know, exercise releases chemicals called neurotransmitters, and these help greatly in thinking clearly. You know, dopamine levels also rise, improving attention, something that can be a challenge for children with who suffer from symptoms of ADHD, but it can also help regulate emotion. And that's a few just to get started.
Donna, really appreciate your visit with us here today and introducing Thriving with ADHD, a guide to naturally reducing ADHD symptoms in your child. It has been very informative and, in my opinion, motivational as well. As we conclude today, what overall message do you have for the parents of children with ADHD as we conclude today?
Yeah, look, the first message would be that ADHD symptoms can be reduced naturally, which leads me to my second message. Sometimes you know more about your child than the expert does. It took me years to learn this, but I'm hoping you can learn from my mistakes. You see, when my son was first diagnosed with ADHD, he was only 4 years old, and the first course of treatment that our ADHD specialist pediatrician suggested was medication. My son started on 5 milligrams, then the dose quickly increased, and as the doses increased, so did the side effects. But all the specialist wanted to do to combat these side effects was add more medication. And by the time he was on 3 strong medications, he was only 5. Now, I'm not against medication in all situations, but this regime just did not feel right for me. You know, my mummy gut was telling me this wasn't the answer, but at first I didn't listen. Instead, I trusted the experts. You know, we went from doctor to doctor hoping someone would suggest something else, but they said the same thing, more meds. And finally, I just stopped listening to them and started listening to my intuition. And that is where I started my journey that got me to where I am today, you know, to my holistic health degree, multiple specific certifications in this particular area. So for those listening, maybe your intuition is telling you to try something else before you go down the road of strong medication. Or maybe it's telling you, like mine was telling me, that what you're currently doing isn't working and you need to try something else. Don't make the same mistakes as I did. If your gut is telling you to try something else, listen to it. You have to remember that experts are only experts in their field. They don't know everything about your child. You are the expert on your child.
The perfect place to conclude today with a big, big bang. Thank you so much, Donna, for joining us here today. And if listeners wanted to connect with you and or to pick up your book And or to get further details online per the conversation, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Eric. My website, it is ADHDThriveInstitute.com. I can be found on social media at ADHD Thrive Institute. My book's available on my website or via Amazon.
And of course, as always, listeners will include these links and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. Donna, all the best. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Donna Kay, best-selling author of Thriving with ADHD, a guide to naturally reducing ADHD symptoms in your child. It's an international bestseller in 5 countries across multiple categories. And again, the website of reference is ADHDThriveInstitute.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.